Boston real estate. It's something else, you know, especially in places like the Seaport. It's competitive, to say the least. But you know what I haven't seen? A condo listing that reads like a romance novel. Until now, I guess. So get ready, because today we're diving into, well, the story of a hopeful Seaport condo broker. And maybe his story can tell us something about the Boston market, too.
Oh, I'm intrigued. I've definitely seen some, shall we say, creative marketing tactics, but this sounds like a new one.
Right. Okay, so the listing we're looking at today is called Get This: Story of a Seaport Condo Broker's Anticipation. And let me tell you, it starts off less like a real estate listing and more like one of those, what are they called? Those missed connection posts.
Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
Okay, so picture this. Condo broker all dressed up. He's waiting at the airport, you know, for that special
Yeah.
someone, right? Arriving on flight 451. He's even like gone all out, make sure his Seaport condo is spotless, hardwood floors are gleaming, the whole nine yards.
Ah, I see. He's setting the stage. And this isn't just about the condo itself. It's about selling a lifestyle, an aspiration. I like it.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head. And the reader, you know, they're right there with him, picturing this like perfect encounter. But, and this is where it gets interesting, there's a twist. Flight 451, it doesn't exist.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Our heartbroken hero, he's left stranded at the airport. And the reader is left thinking, wait, what was the point of all that?
That's certainly a choice. I'll give him that.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not sure how I feel about it. Playing with the reader's emotions like that, it's risky. Could easily backfire and just leave him frustrated or even annoyed.
Right, that's exactly what I thought. But, and I know you're thinking this too, there's a method to this marketing madness.
Absolutely. Think about it. You've got the reader's attention. You've made them feel something, maybe amusement, maybe a little sad, I don't know. But you've got them emotionally invested, even if it's just a little. And then, bam, just when they think they've got it figured out, you hit them with the real estate pitch, they're already hooked.
So it's like because they've gone on this mini emotional roller coaster, they're more open to, I don't know, whatever the condo broker's selling.
Exactly. They've connected with the story, even if it is a little, out there. And now, this condo, it's not just bricks and mortar. It's, well, maybe not love at the airport, but definitely a potential solution to their own search for a place to call home.
Okay, so this listing, it's playing with our emotions, right? We get that. But can this condo broker's romantic misadventure actually tell us anything about the Seaport market itself? Because finding the perfect condo in the Seaport, it can feel like a quest too, kind of like our broker's search for love at the airport.
It's a good point. And that's where the actual listings come in. It's like a snapshot. We're seeing what was available at one specific moment in time.
Right, exactly. So we've got a handful of Seaport condos here, all priced at $500,000 or more. Let's see, we've got, oh, this one's interesting. A one bedroom on Congress Street, 754 square feet, listed for $799,000. And it's marked new. That's got to be a big selling point.
New always has a certain appeal, especially in a fast-moving market like Boston.
Yeah.
But that price, for that size, it tells you right away this isn't some starter apartment. This is prime Seaport. Modern amenities, waterfront views, probably. And yeah, a hefty price tag to match.
Makes you wonder about this mystery person our condo broker was so excited to meet. They've obviously got expensive taste. Speaking of expensive, there's a two bedroom on Channel Center Street, much bigger, 2,351 square feet. And the price, $2,250,000.
Wow. Quite a jump. But that just shows you the range you're dealing with in this market. And did you notice the listing uses very specific numbers, dates, square footage, prices, right? It creates this sense of urgency, like you got to act fast.
Yeah, it definitely makes it feel like a seller's market. But then again, there is quite a spread in prices here. I mean, we're looking at everything from under 800,000 to well over a million. So maybe it's not totally impossible to find a place in the Seaport, even if you haven't just sold your own place, right?
Exactly. And remember what we were saying earlier about a possible shift from a seller's to a buyer's market. This range of listings, it could be an early sign of that change.
So maybe while our condo broker is off nursing a broken heart, this potential shift in the market, well, it could be good news for buyers who are ready to make a move.
Maybe, maybe. But remember, real estate is all about timing. Hesitate, even for a flight that doesn't exist, and you might just miss out.
Location, 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 right. And timing. Can't forget that, especially in real estate. Seems like our condo broker, maybe he's a little early for his date, but hey, maybe this potential shift in the Seaport market, that's good timing for him.
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's really what anyone buying or selling in Boston, that's what they want to know, right? Because, yeah, we got this snapshot of prices, but the market, it's always changing. It'd be really something to know what happened next.
Right. Like, did those condos actually sell at those prices? What about new listings? And, I mean, this is the big one. Did our love-struck condo broker, did he actually find a buyer? Especially with this potential market shift and everything.
We might never know the whole story, but I don't know. That's kind of what makes it fun, right? I mean, we started with a missed connection, and somehow we ended up on this deep dive into Boston condos. And it's all because of one very, well, creative real estate listing.
It really goes to show you can find some pretty interesting stuff in the most unexpected places. So next time you're looking at listings, you know, really looking, keep your eyes open, look beyond the numbers, the square footage, all that.
Yeah.
You might be surprised at what you find.
And hey, who knows? Maybe you'll find a good story too, just like our hopeful Seaport condo broker. Speaking of stories, we want to hear yours. Have you ever come across a real estate listing that was just, well, unusual, unexpected? Let us know. We'd love to hear about it. Until next time, happy house hunting.